Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 3, verse 1. Listen as we start today with verses 2 through 7 of Joel chapter 3.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, hey, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we're in Joel chapter 3, going verse by verse, starting today with verse 2. By the way, this is a very prophetic chapter, so I hope that you'll have pencil and paper and be ready to write things down. And speaking of writing things down, the National Sword of the Lord Conference will be on July the 24th through the 27th, 2017, in Walkertown, North Carolina. That's near the Winston-Salem area. It's at the tremendously good Gospel Light Baptist Church. Oh, look, you'll love going there. Tremendous church, beautiful buildings, great facilities, and then the many great preachers that you'll hear at the National Sword Conference. Oh, you won't want to miss it. It is outstanding. You can go to theswordoflord.com, to their website, and you can look up for the conference and find some motels that they have special rates for. And so just get on there and get those things set in. Let your vacation this year be in Walkertown, North Carolina, July 24th through the 27th. Churches out there, deacons and others that are listening, let me encourage you to send your pastor and his wife to this conference. Let them be housed there for a few days in a nice motel. And matter of fact, just give them a little bit of extra spending money. They might even drive up the road and visit Andy Griffith's hometown where he grew up and see it set up just like Old Mayberry would have been, as many of us watched and have rewatched with all the reruns over the years. Oh, you'll love it. But the most important thing, you'll love the Sword of the Lord Conference. Monday through Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Tuesday through Thursday at 10 o'clock a.m. in the morning. Great preaching, great things for you, good music. Don't miss out on it. July 24th through the 27th, 2017, Gospel Light Baptist Church, Walkertown, North Carolina. As we go on from there, I have one other announcement here I want to make to you, and this is about my trip to Israel. Now, we are going to be flying out of JFK in New York. This will be November 6th through the 14th. It's a round trip ticket, or your round trip ticket from JFK will include your hotels. It'll include your meals on the airplane. It will include your meals for breakfast and for supper in Israel. You'll have to buy your lunch and you'll have to buy your own souvenirs. But that's one cost, $2,793 for all of that. And we'll be teaching the Bible at all the various biblical locations. Now, what we're asking you to do is to contact us either through our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, that's CentralBaptistOcala.org. And if you'll go there, you'll see right in the first page about the trip to the Holy Land. What I need you to do, because we have a very safe and secure place where you can register online, and we need a $300 deposit. You say, what's that for? So we can reserve the seats and the rooms that we need. And by the way, I'm going to try to organize a trip out of Orlando since I'm in Florida. And if you'd like to go with us from Orlando to JFK, that'll be an extra amount. But I wouldn't think it'd be more than $400 round trip, but that's what we'll be doing flying out of there. And I would just need to know that. But everything you want to know, the places we visit, all about the Israel experience, Bible teaching in every place we go, and boy, you will thoroughly enjoy it. One of the best guides in Israel will be our guide. Hey, go with me to Israel, November 6th through the 14th, 2017. I will look forward to meeting you. Well, I hope now that you have your Bibles ready, and you'll go with us to Joel chapter 3. Joel chapter 3, and we're going to look beginning with verse 2 today. And we'll be going on through this passage. I'm going to try to cover at least through verse 7. And so we'll start with verse 2. We'll see how far we get over the next couple weeks. Hopefully, it'll be something that'll be a very special blessing to you. Now in Joel chapter 3, and verse 2, we read this, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Now, verse 2 is a continuation of verse 1. Remember, therefore, behold, in those days, and in that time when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. And we could say that that verse ended in a comma. We saw days and time, with the days referring to the tribulation period, and the time known only to God. We looked at the prophecy of Hosea 6 and the 2 days in which it refers to a 2,000-year period of time after the destruction of Jerusalem, as we were showing you in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. We showed you that Psalms 90, and again, 2 Peter chapter 3 says, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And in prophetic terminology, we see that 2 days there in Hosea 6 looks at the restoration of Jerusalem on after the second day. And of course, we're looking at Jesus coming back. And that time is getting so close. Oh, so close. But we did see that Israel is being brought first back into their land in unbelief. As we looked at the valley of dry bones in Ezekiel 37, and oh my goodness, there are a bunch of bodies. Actually, there are just a bunch of old dry bones down there with no body or breath in them. A sign of them coming back in unbelief. And when they're given a body, it's just like it's united as a nation, but there's no life. The life of Christ is not into them. Now, there are many preachers that have preached on a Sunday morning and felt like they were preaching to a valley of dry bones. Well, here we have Israel gathered together in unbelief. And God brings first the captivity of Jerusalem and Judah, in which they are back in the land. And I believe that we see that in the 1967 Six-Day War. I believe also then it shows that those Jews who flee to the desert in the last 3.5 years of the tribulation are also gathered back together. So verse 2 shows now the Lord bringing all nations to the valley of Jehoshaphat. That is after he's brought Israel back. And verses 3 through 8 will show what God is doing. He's there pleading with them. He gave and preserved a book for them to know the mind of God. He promised Abraham this land 4,000 years ago. it'd be passed as Genesis so well lays out for us. It goes from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to his 12. And so, that's 4,000 years ago, but they've been in contention for it most of the time since. The world does not accept God's decisions on the matter, but God will have to forcibly come, and come someday soon, and show he is still in control. Now, as we look at the text, the first thing I want you to see, he is pleading for my people, he says here, and my heritage, Israel. I like that terminology there in verse 2. God gathers all nations. Now, it's interesting that the scholars tell us that the word gather has the idea of to bring together or collect by force, and to do it to a single location. Now, it is said that the structure of the statement is such that the focus is intense in making sure that all are gathered to this particular spot, the valley of Jehoshaphat. This reminds us of 2 Chronicles chapter 26 and verse 10. There we read this. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and destroyed them not. Now, God will not allow Israel to fight against these lands, Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, when they came out of the wilderness, and when they were in the wilderness, those 40 years that they wandered there. But then they became a nation, and now these same people that God told them not to invade, not to do anything to them, they are gathering as one to fight against the Jews in Jerusalem. Jehoshaphat the king knows that he is greatly outnumbered. And so he does the right thing. He calls the people to fast. And they fast, and they go to the place, and they find that all the armies are dead. When they arrived, they sang holiness to the Lord. For all the people in the valley were dead. They had killed each other, and God was able to prevent his own people from having to fight and do this.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans my feet on